We have a youth choir here. We have two youth choirs here. One is from St. Aloysius here in Spokane, but much more exotically, the other is the African Children's Choir, which is with us, and we're going to spend a little time there in our studio, and it's so fun to see them here, and you're going to enjoy the fun of hearing them very, very soon. And so we're on our way to hearing the African Children's Choir. They've been performing in the area. They performed a lot yesterday, and they'll be at St. Aloysius Church on Wednesday at 7. But let's begin with this group, the singers and their drummers, with Siwano.
Siwano woka na emsizona Enjile bulira bantubalo koka Yesu alagira kubulire njili Kale kangende koma omangu
Siwano woka na emsizona Enjile bulira bantubalo koka Chalagira kubwile njiri Kale kangene koma omangu
Suona
Suona waka na ya msizona Enjebulira wantwala koka Chalagira kubwile njiri Kale kangene koma omangu
Suona
Suona waka na ya msizona Enjebulira wantwala koka Chalagira
We've been hearing this piece, the African Children's Choir singing Siwano, one of their many repertoire pieces. We'll hear a little bit more of them, but right now we meet a gentleman that's traveling with him, been traveling with him for a while, Nate Longstaff. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
And let's talk about this group. When you first encountered them 9 months ago, what did you think when you heard them?
They were tremendous little children. They were much smaller than they are now. We've been on the road for 9.5 months,
wow.
So they've grown a huge amount. But the first thing you notice is how well-behaved they are. And the second thing you notice is the incredible sound that they make mm-hmm. when they sing.
Which we've just gotten to experience. So tell us just the basic story of why this choir exists.
Sure. Well, our founder and president, Ray Barnett, about 30 years ago, experienced singing of a boy when he was doing relief and development work in Uganda. And so he had the vision of bringing a choir of children similar to this boy to the Western world to show the potential and the hope of Africa's children. And so 30 years on, there are choirs of 8 to 12-year-olds that are representing hundreds and thousands of children back in Africa in really, really harsh conditions, extreme poverty, deadly sickness, orphans, just to show how much potential and hope they actually have. They have a huge future, but they just need that helping hand to reach that potential.
Any sense of the statistic of how many kids in 30 years have gone through this choir?
Oh, yeah. 52,000 children have been educated.
52,000.
Correct.
52,000.
And 100,000 people through our relief and development projects.
Well, and yeah, and so then talk, so these kids, I mean, they live this, they go out on the road for 9 months and more at a time, then what else, and so they get all of that focus, that singing and that discipline and that mm-hmm. discovery. We'll talk about the discovery later. But mm-hmm. then what else do they get from being in this choir for this time?
So they are receiving sponsorship for their education, but also sponsorship of thousands of others back home. They are educated on the road from their curriculum back home, but they are ultimately representing their brothers and sisters, gaining funds that will renovate our schools, build further mm-hmm. schools, build into our relief and development projects. But they're also seeing the world outside of their country, but also outside of their village. A lot of these children won't have traveled beyond their village, so they're seeing that there is a completely different side to life that they can actually attain.
And keep talking about the education, because it's not just the education during the tour. Aren't they given follow-up education?
Oh, yes. When these children go home, they will be receiving some of the best education Uganda has to offer. The school in Uganda where these children will be going last year, their results were published, and they were in the top 10% of the country. So they are going to be receiving some serious investment in the future.
And then their director, who's with him today, Ronald, he was telling me that he got even sent to college by this choir, didn't he?
Absolutely. It is more than likely that 95% of the children that go through the organization will eventually reach university education standard.
Well, this is the African Children's Choir. I've been speaking with Nate Longstaff, who is traveling with them. I think we should go probably back to the choir and hear a little bit more, because I understand even though they are an African Children's Choir and they do a lot of African pieces, they do a few other things too, don't they? And so let's hear an example of something else they do. I think this is a piece that absolutely needs no announcement to our audiences. Let's again go back to the African Children's Choir.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to
African Children's Choir, proving that they can live on several continents at once in their singing of Amazing Grace. In a little bit, we're going to hear a collaboration they're doing with a choir from Spokane. But back to Nate Longstaff. And Nate, you say you have innumerable stories from 9 months on the road with them. Talk a little in terms of what you've watched over 9 months from when they first got here. I guess the first thing I need to ask, when this choir got here 9 months ago, was that the first time to this country for this choir? So it's not kids that had been here on a previous tour.
Yes, these are completely new kids, completely new choir. Okay. First time in North America.
So you saw them wide-eyed, when they first got here. Talk a little bit about what you've watched over 9 months.
Oh, my. These children came out of the airport very shy, very tentative, very unsure of what they're coming into. And everything they experience is new. Everything is exciting. Everything is, as you say, wide-eyed. Amazement. And over the 9 months, you've seen their characters develop. You've seen them come out of their shell. I've seen them flourish in their performance and in their education and in their faith as well. So nice. It's been tremendous.
Well, and maybe a specific story or two that has happened along the way with, because they do all kinds of concerts, don't they, in churches and in mm-hmm. schools and in public auditoriums?
Oh, yes. I always enjoy watching performances because they're different. Every single performance is different. Occasionally, you'll have little ones get up and start dancing in the aisles, but very occasionally, you'll get little ones actually venture up to the stage and dance with the children on stage. That's always great fun to watch. Little things occasionally go wrong as well. Sticks fly off into the audience, and drums may roll off the stage, or microphones get knocked off. But we had one occasion where a little toddler came up and took a mic away from the stage, which was very, very amusing. Provided lots of amusement for the audience. So there's a tremendous amount of excitement in performances.
And I'm speaking with Nate Longstaff, who's traveling with this Children's Choir. I gather are you from Canada?
No, I'm from London.
You're from London. Okay, you're traveling with the African Children's Choir. And simultaneously, how many choirs do they have out on the road?
Usually two.
Okay. So right now, so this one, and where's the other ones? In Europe?
Or the Midwest.
Oh, in this country also. Mm-hmm. And briefly describe the geography they've covered in this 9 months, you're telling me?
So we started in California. We moved into Nevada and Arizona. We drove up through the United States, eventually reaching North Dakota. We drove into Saskatchewan and drove all the way up to Alaska. And from Alaska, we took the ferry down to Bellingham, Washington State again. And we've been to Oregon and back to Spokane since then, so...
So the children aren't the only people that have discovered some geography.
Oh, my word. It's been tremendous.
Yeah. We're about to get into a collaboration here. Talk about what you've seen when they have combined with kids from this continent.
Mm-hmm. It is truly a cultural experience for choirs. The great thing about performances is we invite schools and community choirs to join with the African Children's Choir to perform, to get to know the children, to experience a completely new culture and a completely new way of life. And that is hugely beneficial in the development for these children, but also children over here as well, seeing how other people live. Hearing the stories of children that have come from really desolate backgrounds and actually aspiring with so much hope for the future. It's inspiring for the people that perform with the choir.
Nice. Well, we have a group of kids from St. Aloysius School who are going to be performing with the choir on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, performance at St. Aloysius. And so we're going to put them all together. And in just a moment, we're going to hear the combined group doing this great African hymn. So let's go back to our studio and hear the combined choirs.
Sekelele Africa, Malupa Kanyesu, Pondo Rayo, Iswa Imitanda, Soyetu, Kosi, Sekelele. Tina lusa porayo kosi sikeleli Afrika malupa kanisu tondorayo iswa imetanda zo yetu.
sikelela tina lusa porayo.
The combined choirs of the African Children's Choir and choristers of St. Aloysius School, and their soloist singing that famous Kosi Sikelela, Africa, the really African hymn for the whole continent. And what a pleasure to have this group here. Once again, they will be specifically doing a concert Wednesday night at St. Aloysius Church at 7 o'clock with the help of the local choir, but primarily their own concert. Then they will be touring throughout our area, quite a large part of our area, sometimes our listening area, sometimes not, and then returning to Spokane a week from Wednesday night to do another performance in Spokane Valley. So that's the African Children's Choir. What a treat to have them with us.